Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Can I say wow? Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives, or previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four and the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I, Coach Adams, will share with you for about 40 minutes. Actually, we're going to share the whole time with you. You're getting such a richness. Ah, I threw you off, didn't I? Mm-hmm. As you see, I'm already ramped up and ready for today's broadcast. I and our guests, our in-studio guests who I'm going to bring in just a moment, we're going to share with you around the richness of today's subject. I am so excited about today's in-studio guest because I know I am not alone on this quest of, at some stage, you cried out and said, help my unbelief. And we're going to talk about that. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment. Hey, send someone, go old school, send someone a quick fax and email. How about this? Get those social buzz flowing right on someone's Facebook wall. send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. Why? Because it's going to be rich and insightful, and this is a subject that you need to let other people know that they need to tune in for this great insight. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. If you do not already have your pens and notepads, your tablets, iPads, all of that, smartphones, whatever, you need to grab it so that you can capture the richness of the wealth of information and the insight that will be shared. You know, here on Motivational Mondays, we've been so fortunate to have all stars grace us with their presence. I cannot start naming names because I might forget someone being on the air over 4 years, and I don't want to get in trouble, but I must say, and those of you that listen regularly, you know we have had some all-stars share with us here on Motivational Mondays. Today's guest is going to give us some insight around her book, Help My Unbelief, Profile of an Unbelieving Believer. Tracy Ann Warren is a child of the living God, wife, daughter, sister, friend, celebrity hairstylist, and she adds to her list of accomplishments, author. Join me in giving a virtual round of applause to today's in-studio guest whose beauty transcends inside and out without question, Tracy Ann Warren. Welcome to Motivational Monday.
Thank you so much for having me, Coach Adams. I appreciate you asking me to be a part of this today.
Absolutely. You know, I have been on the edge of my seat waiting. This date could not get here fast enough.
Wow.
Why? Because because I know you have such great insight to share. And your book, Help My Unbelief, Profiles of an Unbelieving Believer, I must ask you, is this book nonfiction or is it fiction?
Well, it's basically about my life. So what would that, be? I'm also speaking about people that I know in the process. It's not just about me, but it's about biblical principle. So it's across the board.
I understand. And, the reason why I ask that question is so often people feel like, things are fictional. Things are derived from the imagination. They're not based on something that has really happened. And so I, of course, know that your book is nonfiction because it's based on your story and your journey. But I wanted our listening audience to be aware of that. It's so interesting because there's such richness around your story.
Right.
Is there one particular area of your story that you can isolate that you feel like, wow, this was a great life lesson around this struggle of unbelieving and this quest to be a believer that is believing and not a believer that's unbelieving? Wow, that was a mouthful, huh?
That was a mouthful, yeah. Well, let me just say this. The book derived from it's just been a lifelong journey as far as in my Christianity. And I think in the past maybe 10, 15 years, I've just been pretty grieved by the state of Christianity and how we present ourselves in the world. And I think a lot of it is due to our unbelief. And I just been grieved for so long, but not only about the state of Christianity, but also about my own journey. One day I looked in the mirror and I realized that I was an unbeliever, and that's what prompted me to actually write this book, because when God showed me that I was an unbeliever, he also showed me in what areas and how that has affected my life negatively. And when I wrote the book, God actually woke me up in the middle of the night 9 different times and told me to write down everything he told me to write. And I would go to sleep, and then he'd give me this whole, like, dialogue. And then I got up, and I wrote it down. Then I'd go back to sleep, and then he'd give me another dialogue. And then when I woke up the next morning, I realized that, you know, I was writing things that were in my spirit for so long, but I didn't know what God wanted me to do with it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you've heard stories of people talking about they get this fire burning in their spirit and their soul, and they know that they have to do something. Well, that's exactly how I was feeling for so long, but I had no idea what it was and what I was supposed to do with it. And so that night when God placed those things in me, and then I got up and wrote them down, I realized then when he actually spoke it to me, he was like, I want you to write this book. I want you to write. And, of course, I'm not a writer. I never desired to be a writer. I never thought about being a writer. But, you know, when the Lord tells you to do something, you just have to do it and step out on faith and do what he calls you to do. And that's exactly what I did. And just finally, it's been a 5-year journey, but it's actually completed at this time. So, it's just about being obedient and doing what he called me to do and finishing what I started. So that was, you know, the challenging part of the
whole thing. Well, you know, no, I love that. And I love that because you have been so transparent, literally in just a few minutes that we've shared already, saying, you know, hey, I looked in the mirror and I realized I have some challenge spots here. And, you know, I know that who you are first and foremost is a child of the living God. And so if you are looking in the mirror and feeling like, I'm not quite lining up with the brand of Christ and what I perceive that should be as a believer, I need to do something about this.
Right.
And so
right.
With that said, how did Tracy begin to move away from those pockets of unbelief?
Well, let me just identify what some of those were first. You know, I had been on a quest for so long to get married, you know, as so many young, you know, single women have been. And my quest probably stemmed from the fact that I was abandoned by my earthly father. And I had abandonment issues. And so being married just became so important to me. I just thought that this was going to just be, you know, it was going to fulfill like every fantasy, and I was going to be happy and fulfilled. And, you know, so my quest for getting married was one that was very dysfunctional, very unhealthy. I trust God in so many other areas of my life, but in this particular area, this was the area where I was most damaged. And so I just really just took that area in my own hands because I didn't believe that God was going to actually bless me with a husband. In my subconscious, probably did not think that. I really just not didn't think that he was going to do it. And so, and that was part of my abandonment issues. Just, you know, my father, my earthly father would disappoint me all my whole childhood. And so that spilled over into how I view my earthly father. And so I just thought that God would just disappoint me, that he would not come through, that he would not bless me with a husband. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to spend my life miserable and lonely and all this, so I'm going to go out and get me a husband. Now, of course, I didn't say that, you know, out of my mouth, but my actions show that, you know, because I, being a Christian, yes, I am a Christian and have been, but I did not believe and I didn't trust God for that particular area in my life. And so I went out, I found me a husband, not once but twice. Got divorced. It was horrible, horrible experiences. I mean, horrible. And after the last time I got divorced, I said to God, I'm doing something wrong. I don't know what I'm doing wrong because, you know, I did even, you know, I tried to live holy. I was celibate before marriage. I, you know, both marriages, I was, you know, abstinent through the whole courtship, and I'm thinking, okay, well, then maybe this will be, you know, he'll bless my marriage because I'm trying to be obedient. But the problem was I wasn't obedient to begin with because I wasn't supposed to be with these people in the first place. So I marry, the marriages are horrible, I get divorced, and then I'm asking God, like, why did you allow me? This is, I'm blaming God now. Now I want to talk to him about it. So now, why did you allow me to get into these marriages? And he said it so plain in my spirit, I will never forget this day as long as I live. He said, I didn't do it, you did. And I just, when he said that, I promise you, I had never heard God so clearly in my spirit. And when he said that, it just woke up something in me. And I realized then that I had been on autopilot, living my life, excluding God from this area of my life. I had never developed a relationship with him, an intimate relationship with him, because I hadn't developed the intimate relationship with him because I was always so lonely. And I realized then that that was the reason why I was so lonely, because I didn't develop that relationship with him, that I was so busy living life and trying to fulfill something in my life that only could be fulfilled in Christ and in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I realized then that he was the only thing that was going to fill, because once I got out of that last relationship, I went about developing a real intimate, real meaningful relationship with Christ. And then I realized how fulfilled I was in him. And once I realized that, then God sent me my husband, my real husband at that point. And so I think that was my biggest, one of my biggest lessons that I talk about in the book, is the fact that I know now, I'm not just saying it, but I know that God is enough. I know he's enough all by himself, and that if he didn't send me a spouse, if he never sent me a husband, I was going to be okay because he was going to make sure I was okay. And that was the trust and the belief in him that I needed. I needed to know that he could fulfill every part of me, every longing, every rejection, everything that I felt. He could fix that, and he could change how I felt, and he could make me whole. And that's what he taught me, and that's what he showed me, and actually he actually made me whole, where I was content in my relationship with him, and I was so fulfilled that I really could have spent the rest of my life with it just being me and him.
Wow, that is so rich, Tracy, because I know we have people listening in, and they're listening in and they're saying, wow, this is an area that I know to be true, this quest for getting married. And what I love is your transparency in that you share, you know, hey, I said I'm going to get me a husband. Now, we know, being fellow believers, biblically that's even off base, because it's not she who findeth, it's he who findeth.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be in position, but not on the quest to find him.
Absolutely.
And so I love that, you know, this is a great life lesson to take away. You've had some experience in this. And so now, moving fast forward, there is this Mr. Warren guy.
yes.
Wait, I think at your birthday party, someone said, either you played the song or someone said,
They started a chant. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. Yes, because it fits. It's who he is. He really is that. And, you know, me being so wounded and as a child growing up, I really didn't know what it would be like or, you know, what a real man or a good man really was. I really didn't know. I didn't. God had to show me. In this marriage, you know, what it looked like. I had no idea. But because I was so fulfilled in Christ, I was able to, like, really dissect the situation, really pray about it, really be on my face before God before I actually entered into this marriage. I needed to know at this point in time. At that time, I was like, I'm not doing anything else that is not in God's will. If this is not God, I don't want it. And I meant that with every fiber of my being, because I knew at that point, I knew where I was going. I knew where God was taking me. And that's what he tried to show me during that period of singleness. He told me what my purpose was. And I knew that I had to be with someone that was my purpose partner, that I could not just be with anybody. So I needed to know if this was indeed my man, if this was the man that he was sending me. And lo and behold, yes, he did. That was it. He was the one. And he is. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. He is really that.
I love it when I grow up. But I love that you brought out the point, purpose partner, that you have grown so much in your relationship with God beyond the surface, you know, because the reality is so many of us, we have had stages in our lives where we say we're believers, but it's that surface faith. I always liken it to, you know, being on the beach, you know, you're kind of touching the water just slightly, but you're kind of coolly relaxing on the sand. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to really get into an intimate relationship with God, we have to go into the deep water. And
right,
many
right.
don't want to go into that deep water, but you said, I went into the deep. I
yes.
completely dived in, and mm-hmm. It was all about strengthening my relationship with Christ and
right.
growing in that. And so he filled
yes.
you up in those
mm-hmm.
areas where you were broken.
Absolutely.
If someone is listening in, Tracy, and they're thinking, wow, I am so inspired by what she's saying,
mm-hmm.
are there any key nuggets that you would give to someone to say this is how you would go about strengthening your relationship with God? Were there any key points that helped you along the way?
Well, let me just say, you know, just like when you're in any type of relationship, you have to spend time. So, you know, if you're building a friendship, you have to get to know the person. If you're building, you know, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you must spend time with them. You must talk to them. You must get to know them. You know, and the way to get to know God is in his word. So you need to be in his word. You need to learn about him. You need to learn about his attributes, his characteristics. You need to learn about that. Then you need to learn about yourself. You need to learn about who you are in Christ and who he created you to be. And those two together would make you unstoppable. Once you have accepted and realized who you are in Christ and then realize who Christ is, you're unstoppable after that. You've developed that relationship. You know, you're close. You know, there's an intimacy there. That's where you need to be, because you need to, first of all, you need to be able to hear from Christ. You need to be able to hear him when he's speaking to you so that you could stay on the path that he has you, that he set before you. There is a destiny for your life. And the only way that you can reach your destiny is to be able to hear from Christ when he's trying to talk to you, when he's telling you this is where
so
you
true.
Need to go,
mm-hmm.
this is where you need to be, and I want you to stay here. There has to be an intimate relationship. And so, and that's the biggest thing that I can say is develop that intimate relationship with him so that you can move according to his will and stop stepping out of his will, because that was me. I spent so much time off the road. I'm just so grateful that I was able to get back on it. You know, because sometimes when, you know, you get off the road, you could be, ain't no telling. You know, you over there with the enemy. You know what I mean? And so you don't know what could happen. And in those times when you're being disobedient, you know, there's no telling. You know, so thank God for grace and mercy getting me back where I'm supposed to be and to be able to get it right, you know. And sometimes people don't have that opportunity to get it right. So, you know, I suggest to get it right now. Don't let it take something tragic to happen or anything like that for you to get it right with God. Get it right now. you know, that's my.
And that's so true. And, you know, mm-hmm. the key is, and you said it so well, it's growing in relationship and taking the time to sacrifice mm-hmm. so that you can bond with whoever it is. We're
yes.
talking specifically right now with bonding with God, but mm-hmm. when you spend the time, and it costs us something to spend the time, it's a sacrifice
it sure does.
To spend
it
that
is.
Time. But
yep.
when we spend the time with whoever, our BFF, whoever
mm-hmm.
it may be,
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
there's a relationship that's established.
Yes.
And, you know,
yes.
what's so key, when you can see people that are so connected, I know, you know, back in the day it used to be the joke about the Wonder Twins power, that twins,
yes.
they had a special
yes.
sub-power.
Yes.
But that's because they're so
that.
Bonded. And even
yes.
in relationships, when you mm-hmm. see a husband and wife, they can be in the same room or two people dating, whatever it is. They're
yes.
in the
yes.
same room across
mm-hmm.
from each other on opposite sides. But she
mm-hmm.
can look up and he can look up and they just give each other the eye.
Absolutely.
and
absolutely.
They know it's time to go because
it's
they're
absolutely.
So connected.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's the kind of connection that we should strive for with God. It's very important. And he wants that kind of relationship with us. And if we just stop being so distracted and we put him first and make him that priority, then, and just like you said, it is a sacrifice. It is. You have to sacrifice your time, and also you need to be obedient. Sacrifice your flesh in order to develop that type of relationship, that closeness. You know, there is. It's very important for us to sacrifice and to be obedient.
Absolutely, and you know something else that you said that I feel is so key. You said
mm-hmm.
one, I had to grow in my relationship with God,
mm-hmm.
with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I had to
mm-hmm.
take the time to
mm-hmm.
grow in my relationship and spend the
yes.
time reading
mm-hmm.
His Word and all
yes.
of those various layers that come with getting to know.
Mm-hmm.
who God
mm-hmm.
truly is by spending the
yeah.
time. But you
yeah.
also said, I had to be willing to figure out Tracy, to learn
Absolutely.
Tracy. And
yeah.
so many of us, we want to put our heads in the sand like ostrich. We don't
mm-hmm.
want to deal with us. And
yep.
that awareness is so key. You know, I think that it is such a lie that we've been, you know, hearing and taught that two halves make a whole.
Oh, absolutely.
Two broken
not.
People coming together. No, you have to be whole in yourself, and they have to be whole.
Absolutely.
But we think,
you know
I
God
always,
doesn't.
Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, God doesn't put together two halves. This is not, you know, no. That's not how he works. No way. He's going to put you together when you're whole. That's, you know, I realized that when I got with my husband. Of course, we're not perfect, and he brought us together. There's certain things that are only going to be revealed in the context of marriage to the spouse that God sends. Because what I realized is this: when God sends you a mate, this mate is designed to make you better. And so my husband, his issues are when I say handpicked for me. Like, his issues are handpicked for me, and my issues are handpicked for him. Because whatever my issues are something that rises up that affects his issues, which causes him to have to deal with his stuff, and vice versa. And I realized that in this marriage. I was, you know, in that scripture that talks about iron sharpening iron, that's exactly what it's talking about. God's going to use your spouse to grow you into the person that he's calling you to be. And not saying you're not already whole when you get there, but there are still going to be some things that he needs to perfect. We're going to be perfected all until we die. You know, he's going to be perfecting us all the way until then. But there are going to be some things that only are going to come up in the context of marriage. And I realize that, and that's why people really need to understand that marriage is work. It is not, you know, we have these unrealistic expectations of marriage, like, oh, when I get married, everything is going to be perfect. And, you know, if, especially if it's God, it's going to be perfect. Oh, no, 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 no. If it's God, there's going to be some real work that's going to take place because he's perfecting you. And especially when it's God, because, of course, you're going to have the forces of, you know, of darkness against what he's what God is doing. So you're going to have some, you're going to have that, plus you're going to have the work that goes into it. So there's going to be some work going on. But, you know, just to not be unrealistic in your expectations about marriage is, you know, but marriage is going to perfect you and it's going to make you better. And if it's not making you better and it's taking you away like it was when I was in the wrong relationships, it was making me, it was not making me better. It was actually the opposite. I was moving away from Christ. I wasn't doing, you know, I just wasn't, I didn't have that intimate relationship with Christ that I had, kind of beforehand. I didn't have that at all. And actually moved me further away from him, being in those type of relationships.
And, you know, it was so, like, such a rich insight when you shared that with me when we had a conversation similar to and around what we're talking about right now. And I thought, wow, what great wisdom to be able to walk away from the previous relationships and to recognize the difference between when God does it and when we do it. Because the reality is we can make something work, right? We can do it.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that in the me of the past and I've joked about and said, you know, she knew how to get herself in some cars. Boy, she could navigate that thing. She could work it out. But when I said, no, I'm going to trust you, Daddy, it was a whole different process for me in trusting him to make it happen and not me trying to navigate it, calling it a blessing, and then to have repo people come and get the thing. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So exactly.
We know the difference when God lines the thing up, whatever that may be, because it is purposeful in him. And I love your term, your purpose partner. And so as it relates to Help My Unbelief and your book, and, of course, I know people are listening in and they're saying, wow, I want to hear and get more around some of the stories that you have to share and the insight and wisdom around your book. How are we going to make that connection for them to be able to get your book?
Well, I'm doing pre-orders right now, eventbrite.com, but also I'm going to have the link available for you to share on your site so that anyone who wants to go there can actually go there and pre-order.
Wonderful. And so to our global listening audience here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we thank you so much for tuning in. I want you to know that we will post the link on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. And if you are not connected through Facebook with us, this is an open group. So all you simply do is ask to be a part of the group, and all are welcome because it is an open group. But if you're not already a part of the group and you want the information associated with the link for pre-ordering Tracy's book, Help My Unbelief, Profile of an Unbelieving Believer, you can shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, and we'll make sure that you get that link. Tracy, I know there is so much richness around your story. And like you said, the book was 5 years in the birth canal. The baby was, you know, growing and developing, and now the baby has been birthed. What would you say has been one of, and I'm sure you probably have many, but what would you say has been one of your greatest life lessons that you've learned to date?
Well, that one was, of course, as far as my dating life, but also my greatest life lesson, I would say, would be that I just, you know, basically that I knew, even, I mean, I know it as it pertained to my relationships, my unbelief, but also with the other parts of my life, other aspects of my life, I realized that believing, it requires action. You know, you can't just say you believe something and stand still, because if you believe it, you're going to do something. There's something that comes behind that. And I had to put, you know, almost that, what that saying is, you had to put your money where your mouth is. I really had to put my money where my mouth is when it came to my relationship with Christ in every aspect of my life. If I say I believe him, because I felt like I was being a hypocrite, you know, and you really kind of are a hypocrite if you say you are a believer and you're really not a believer. You know, I believe Christ for salvation, but I didn't believe him as my Lord. I believe that he, you know, died on the cross for my sins. I accepted him as my Savior, but I couldn't believe him to give me a mate. You know what I mean? I couldn't believe him to,
yes.
to give me a home. You know, I couldn't believe him to bless my career. I mean, you know what I mean? And so, and I think that's the biggest lesson. That was the biggest wake-up call, because sometimes we're just going through life on automatic pilot. And sometimes we just need to stop and think and look and say, you know what, do I have spiritual integrity? Am I who I claim to be? Do I trust God the way that I say I trust God? You know what I mean? So that, I think that was the biggest thing, because I really had to, like, stop and take a look and take inventory of my relationship with Christ and make sure that it was what it needed to be and what it should have been. And you know, we go through life. It's you know, the world right now is set up for us to get further and further away from the truth and further away from Christ. And sometimes we need to guard our minds and our hearts from all of the foolishness and all of the distractions in the world, and really tune in to our relationship with Christ and really ask ourselves, is it authentic? Is it genuine? Is it intimate? Is it loving? What kind of relationship do I have with my Father? You know, because there's no relationship greater than that relationship. And so when I finally did that, that was when everything else fell into place in my life. And I just, you know, I plead with anyone that's listening, you know, just take real serious inventory and be honest with yourself about the type of relationship that you have with Christ, and see if it's what it should be, because you can measure it by even your earthly relationships. You know, if you have an earthly relationship, you know you would feel empty if you didn't talk to, if no one called you on a regular basis to see how you were doing, you would feel real empty about that relationship. So if you don't check in with God and spend time with him and talk to him, imagine what that relationship really is. Be honest about it and be truthful about it. What kind of relationship do I really have with him? You know, and so that was my biggest wake-up call, because I, you know, just like I said, you go on automatic pilot all the time, and you live in, and you're going to church every Sunday, and you're thinking that's enough. I go to church every Sunday, you know, I get up and I give God 5 minutes in the morning, I read my word, and I say a quick little prayer, and then I'm off, you know. But is it an intimate relationship? You know, that's the biggest thing that I learned through my journey.
And I tell you, that is without question the greatest life lesson to know and to understand. Is my relationship with God an intimate relationship? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so interesting, because principles are universal. You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm so hearing the laws based on a book by John C. Maxwell. I've been doing a series on this, and it's so interesting that I'm hearing certain things that you're saying around these laws, which are so, principles are so universal, and it's so basic. Mm-hmm. But the 15 invaluable laws of growth deals with, from a different point of view, exactly what you're talking about. Like that awareness, you know, taking the time to be aware of yourself and locate yourself. Where am I? Be real with you. That's one that really stood out that you shared. Mm-hmm. In addition, taking the time to, quote-unquote, pause. Turn all of the stuff off so you can just get into that quiet place. As the Word of God says, be still and know.
And know.
Get into that place where you can, exactly. But we have to be still, and it's so difficult in today's age. Everything is so fast-tracked. You know, social media, everything is pulling on us.
It's
and
designed
you.
To keep us from him. It's designed.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And it is, you know, it's such a, you know, struggle because in today's age, if you don't keep some level of presence in that social media world, especially for one's business and all of that, you know, you're not, quote, unquote, relevant. But it can be a distraction. Like, I loved your post today. You're like, going on the social media, going off, bye, no distractions.
Right. You know, because sometimes you have to, just like I said, you have to take an account, you know, and you need to just really look at what's going on in your life, and you need to stay present. You know what I mean? And so sometimes social media have you in some kind of dream world or something, you know, and it keeps you distracted so you don't have to worry about what's going on in your life, and you don't have to worry about, you know, even if you have issues or whatever the case may be. And sometimes it's just to keep you busy, you know, but I have to realize sometimes, okay, Tracy, this is enough. You've been on social media, you know, sometimes you spend too many hours just scrolling. Like, that's just a waste of time. You know what I mean? So I have to sometimes just take a break and just get off and just, you know, get my focus back and realize what's really important. You just have to take those times to just kind of get back on track, you know. And during my social media, whenever I do social media fast, I get into a place where I'm just filling myself up with the Word. And, you know, even I'll just get on, like, YouTube and find some really good messages, and I just spend time just filling myself up. Because I'm telling you, we have such a war. It's a spiritual war going on, and this war is to keep our minds off Christ, and that's what it's for. It's to deceive us and to keep us distracted about what's really going on. And I just want to keep my mind right and protect my heart and protect my mind, you know, so that I can, you know, hear from God and know and stay on the right track and just keep my mind right and not start to compromise or start to, you know, because if you start to be desensitized with this world, and you will start compromising. Even Christians are compromising these days. You know, what was used to be wrong is right now. We're accepting a lie. You know, and we turn in the lie into the truth, and that's what we're doing because we don't guard our hearts and our minds. The Bible tells us specifically, guard your heart and guard your mind, and so that you will not be deceived. And these days, we really gonna be deceived because that's what the enemy is. That's what his job is. That's what he's doing. And that's where the social media and all this stuff is coming about. And we have to protect it. We have to protect it.
Absolutely. And I feel your passion, and I share your passion in that. And like you said earlier, believing requires action. And there has to be an intentionality in our growth. And I you know, in so many classes I've shared this analogy that a baby in the womb, you don't have to tell that baby to grow. Naturally, that process happens.
Yes.
But spiritual growth, emotional growth, physical growth, whatever it is, all other growth, there's an intentionality. You have to be intentional about developing your relationship with God. You have to be intentional about developing your vision. You have to be intentional about, you know, getting into shape. Whatever it is, everything requires intentionality. And so often we think, oh, okay, like you said so well, I'm at church every Sunday, I'm right on time, I'm getting the message from my bishop or my pastor or whoever, and so I'm good.
Right.
No, but it requires more, and that is that surface that you spoke about earlier, and that at the heart of what I'm hearing, and please tell me if I'm missing something, at the heart of what I'm hearing, the core of your book, Help My Unbelief, Profile of an Unbelieving Believer, at the core of it all, you realize it's relationship with God.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And
that's
growing
what it is.
And trusting God. Mm-hmm.
Trusting God, yes. You know, if you develop that relationship, your faith in Him grows. You believe Him because you've seen Him. You have that intimate relationship with Him. And so you can just rest in Him. And that's what it's about. Believing is about resting. It's just about resting. And my life has changed so much since I've been able to rest in Him. You know, I can sleep at night. I go to sleep. I sleep all night. I don't stay up, and I don't worry. I don't stress about things like I used to. I mean, of course I'm not perfect. Of course I'm human. I'll have my times, but I can easily go right back to it, you know, because I know I have to remind myself sometimes, oh, no, we trust God. You know what I mean? No, we trust. We don't stress about those kinds of things. We trust God. And so, you know, it's just about resting and believing Him for everything. And in my book it talks about all the times that I it talks about the times that I didn't believe Him and I didn't trust Him and how those things turned out, but then it talks about the times that I did and how those things turned out. And you will see the contrast, and it will be mind-blowing because the miraculous things that happened in my life as a result of me trusting God is, when I say miraculous, it's miraculous. And so those are the stories that will blow your mind. It really will. It really will.
And, you know, I know one of them, of course, is, and we shared in the opening that you're a celebrity hairstylist. Mm-hmm. And I know one of them is your career, that, mm-hmm. you know, your schoolmate, mm-hmm. one in particular, when you told them, I'm going to cosmetology school, they're like, uh-uh, no, you are not.
Right.
But you believe so clearly that God mm-hmm. called you to be
yes.
and do exactly what you're doing and
yes.
has
yes.
so, you know, really done an amazing thing. And
yes.
so I know that that's one of the stories that's truly a testimony. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, I can touch on it a little bit. You know, and I went to a college prep, all-girls Catholic high school. And all my friends, everybody, like I guess maybe 99.9% of all of them were going to college. And I decided I was back and forth. I think my last year I was solid on it, like I'm going to cosmetology school, because it was something in me that, you know, that I was intrigued by the whole thing about hair, and also it was in my blood. My great-great-grandmother actually, she used to work with Madam C.J. Walker. My paternal aunt, my father's sister, was like one of the first black African-American hairstylist in Beverly Hills, who owned a salon in Beverly Hills. She was also a celebrity hairstylist back in the 70s. My grandmother had five sisters that were hairstylists. So, I mean, I have a rich history of hairstylists. So my mom was not surprised when I decided I wanted to go into hairstyling. But my mom and my family, they're, you know, educated, went to college, got degrees, you know, and all that stuff. So they were like kind of like, okay, well, you know, we'll see, but – you know, because they were thinking about it as a beautician, you know, like my grandmother and them, they used to have salons on the back of their homes and stuff like that. So they were thinking like, okay, well, you got to modernize this thing and you need to do it on another level. But they had no idea that, you know, the success that you can have being a hairstylist. They didn't know how much money you can make. They didn't know nothing. I knew. They didn't know. And so they told me, okay, well, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to be the best. And so I decided that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a celebrity hairstylist. I said I was going to move to Los Angeles, which I did. And, I mean, my dreams came true. Not only did they come true, they were better than I ever could have imagined. I owned the salon, Eclipse Salon on Melrose, for 15 years. It was voted one of the top 10 urban salons in the nation. I was voted one of the top 10 African-American stylists in the country. My salon was in so many magazines, and it just goes on and on and on and on. I mean, it's so much. I can't even tell it all, but Yes, I became exactly what I wanted to be. But, and it's going to talk about the book. It's going to talk about this in the book. But I wasn't happy. All of that happened, and I was reached every plateau, everything that I asked for, I got, and it was beautiful. But I wasn't happy because I was still missing that piece that I talked about earlier. I did not have that intimate relationship with Christ, and nothing changed until that piece of the puzzle was fixed, and then I could be happy in my life. Like, I had all the success. I could buy anything I wanted. I could do anything I wanted to do, but I did not have that piece. You can have, just like I said, you can have everything you want but not have what you need. And that's where I was after I closed my salon, and you know, I still do hair, and it's wonderful. I'm in a wonderful place now. But I have the peace of God now. I have joy in my heart, in my soul every day. And so I do it with a different determination. It's not the same, you know. I'm doing it. It's a ministry more so now than anything. And, you know, there's so many stories, so many rich stories. I can't tell it all. I wish I could. But we don't have that much time, so I'm going to stop there.
I know, but this is the thing. They can get the book and hear more.
Yes.
And I just, you know, I wanted to give you an opportunity. We heard, of course, The Quest for Marriage and how that came out and turned around. And, you know, business, because I know that on the professional side, you were really trusting and believing God for this. And he did such an amazing thing for you. Are you still taking clients currently?
Oh, absolutely. I still take clients. Yes, I still do hair, and I still enjoy it. I'm still taking clients. I'm, you know, every day. So, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the reason why I asked that question, somebody may be listening in and saying, I need to get my hair done. And so how would they reach you, Tracy? Is there a way that they can connect with you to – you know, engage offline regarding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would. I'll leave all that information with you, and if they can come on your site or wherever and get all the information to connect with me as well, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. So, if you are interested in Tracy Warren, the celebrity hairstylist, you're interested
used
in
to
getting
be Tracy
her
Johnson.
Book.
Formerly Tracy
yes.
Johnson. A lot of people know me from as Tracy Johnson, but I'm Tracy Johnson Warren now. So, but my book is Tracy Warren. It's a different Tracy. So,
I got it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Bottom line, how about we do this? If you want to get in touch with Tracy, celebrity stylist, author, Tracy.
Right.
Just leave your information on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Send an inbox to me. Send an email to admin@coachadams.com, and we will make that connection for you. Tracy, as we prepare to wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, what's next on the horizon for Tracy, if there's anything that you're at liberty to share?
Oh, well, let's see. Oh, my husband and I are, we're getting ready to be the new leaders for our singles at our church, Faithful Central Bible Church. And we're really excited about that. We have a mixer that's going to go take place this Saturday, July 28th, at 11 o'clock. If anyone is interested, any singles out there that want to join us, we're, you know, accepting, you know, we hope, we would love to see you there. But also, our classes start August 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. It'll be every Tuesday. And so we're really excited about that. We're excited to share our journey and just, you know, let the Lord use us. So that's what's exciting and going on in our lives.
No, I love that because, like you said earlier, that Tony is your purpose partner. And
yes.
God clearly brought you both together because, and you all have shared this openly, that,
mm-hmm.
of course, you've been very transparent saying, you know, this is my third marriage. I had two failed, and
yes.
Tony was married before. So you both
mm-hmm.
bring, if I'm accurate on that, correct?
Yes, you are. Yes, yes, you
okay,
are.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you, the point of that is that you both have great wisdom to share because
mm-hmm.
this relationship, you both trusted God. In
yes.
him to bring you all together. And he did
right.
that. And he's now
yes.
using you to assist others. I mean, that is definitely,
mm-hmm.
I can relate to that. We can trust God
yes.
for, you know, different things, and our trust level is different on different
mm-hmm.
subjects. But like you said, I can relate to, okay, but Lord, can you deliver the mate? Are you able? I know you're all, but can you? I know you
right.
gave me a car, but can you really do that? You know?
Exactly.
So we
yes.
all have that struggle in that. And
right.
I think it's important
right.
for individuals to hear from others
mm-hmm.
who have been on the journey before them, okay,
mm-hmm.
what is it that you need to do? How do you walk this journey out
mm-hmm.
to really make sure that you're hearing from God?
Right, right.
That you're trusting
mm-hmm.
him in this area.
Right.
So I'm excited about your class. And this Saturday that you were mentioning, can anyone
mm-hmm.
attend? Do they need to register
yes.
or anything, or is it just open?
It's open. There's no registration. Only requirement is that you're single, and that means unmarried. you can be in a relationship, but it needs to be unmarried. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not you're just temporarily apart because you may come back
no.
together, but you have
no,
to
not
be
separated.
Officially single.
It's officially single. Yes. Uh-huh.
Single
absolutely.
And ready to mingle, or you and your
single and ready
proposed
to mingle.
Person.
Yes, single and ready.
Or you and
yeah, and it's
right.
called living. It's called living single. And we're going to try to our attempt is to teach people how to live single. You know what I mean? And what God requires of you in this time during this season. And that's what we're going to be highlighting.
And, you know, that's definitely a subject that I feel like is so lacking, that we don't have enough information as singles. We've dated in the world, but we don't have
mm-hmm.
enough information on how do I date and give
mm-hmm.
glory to God. So I love that
yes.
you and Tony are doing that. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh, it is amazing. Can you believe how quickly an hour flew by?
I can't. It
we
did go
could
by
continue
really
to
fast.
Talk.
Yeah.
It did, right?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Any final thoughts before we close out? We literally have about a minute or so. Any closing thoughts before we close out officially?
I just want to express my gratitude to you for having me. This is actually my first interview about my book. I was nervous, of course, but I appreciate you, and you were gracious enough to have me, and I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, and I thank you for saying yes, even in the nervousness of this being the first, and thank you for allowing me to be the first. I love that. Oh, my gosh, that's like, wow.
You are the first. I really appreciate it because it's not even
it.
Out yet, but it's coming. So, and I appreciate that you, you know, because we had that conversation about it, you felt that it was necessary to have me on the show, and I appreciate that so much.
Absolutely, and it was truly a joy having you on the show. And Motivational Mondays is a platform that is always available and open to you. So at any time you want to come back and share, you and Tony want to come and share, you're welcome to do so. This is your family, and this
mm-hmm.
is definitely home for you, as one
mm-hmm.
would say. So
mm-hmm.
without question, know that you're always welcome. Wow, to our global listening audience, as we stated, it is amazing how quickly time flies. I want you to know that if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, that you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Want to learn more about Coach Adams, visit my website at coachadams.com. CoachAdams.com have a host of empowerment tools, a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays. Next week, we're going to continue in our Shape Up series. I'm really excited. As I shared, I've been doing and pulling some pages from the Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. I am a part of the John Maxwell team, and so that gives me the license to teach on this, and this has been such rich information. So I want you to know that we will be here, tuned in, same place, next Monday, every Monday faithfully, to give you that dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. Again, this is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you.